The name Kakmarinski in Iowa is synonymous with running the football.
And it's a keeper for Kakmarinski. He's inside of the 20, 10, dragging a defender at the 5! Touchdown, Pella Christian!
Brothers Rich and Mark had their names scattered across the state high school record books for their domination on the ground at Mallard, before taking those talents to Ron Skipper and Central College for eventual All-American status. When Rich took over as Eagles head coach, Pella Christian didn't stray too far from that smash-mouth formula that brought him success as an athlete and coach across town. But it was a pair of ball boys who played catch growing up on the sidelines alongside the Eagles football program that changed the way the maroon and gold played. And when Rich's own son became a sophomore, it became evident it was time to move forward.
From the time my dad got there, Pella Christian was mainly a wing T team, you know, under center, did a lot of that kind of stuff, and really fit who we were as a program, a lot of the blocking schemes. But, you know, coming into my sophomore year with guys like Levi Jungling and myself and other guys that kind of grown up, we felt like our skill sets better fit a strategy that was built around shotgun formation, spreading out the field, using a little bit more of our speed. And in the past, we kind of had running backs that, you know, played as juniors and seniors, had years in the program. Guys like Brett Newsma and Mitch Feinhart, guys like Mason Howarsile as well, that had, you know, 1,000-yard rushers, guys that were able to, you know, line up at the fullback position and really take a lot of carries per game. We didn't really have that, you know, my sophomore year. So it was a kind of a combination of stuff that fit me and Levi well and stuff that we didn't really have that kind of precipitated that change.
David Kakmarinski's name now fills those same record books as his dad and uncle, but for a different reason. As the coach's kid became one of the greatest passers in Iowa high school football history.
Kakmarinski fakes the handoff, throws towards the end zone, passes, caught, touchdown, Pella Christian, touchdown, Eagles. Oh, the snap goes through Kakmarinski. He has to pick it up and heave it. He'll throw it over the middle. That pass is caught by Levi at the 30. He'll get to the 35-yard line. What an incredible play by David Kakmarinski. He had it in his own 5-yard line.
Oh my goodness, what presence by David Kakmarinski. No panic, pick up the ball, throw where he knew Levi was going to be, and Levi was there.
David's 83 passing touchdowns are 9th most, and 7,129 passing yards are 13th most ever, all time in Iowa football history. And his nearly 9,000 yards passing and rushing combined rate 8th best. His 2016 season performance earned him first-team All-State honors as a quarterback. But what made David extra special and brought the Eagles to a new level was his equal dominance on the other side of the ball, as he is also a two-time first-team All-State linebacker.
Griner under center will keep it on a design run, and bolting in to make the tackle is David Kakmarinski in the backfield at the 34. It's a loss of 5 and a turnover on downs.
You know, he started for us. I did not want him to. He started for us at linebacker as a freshman, and you know, and is the school's leading tackler here at Pella Christian. And that's actually with 1 year of not playing defense, because when he tore his knee up his junior year, he didn't play defense the whole year. So he's the school's leading tackler with basically 3 years. And he would complain to me that he only played half his senior year too, because I didn't let him play the second half of his senior year.
The career of David Kakmarinski can't be mentioned without the adversity of his junior season, playing almost all of 2015 on what was eventually diagnosed as a torn ACL.
To the 43 of Regina. Kak rolling out to his left, has time to throw, looking downfield into triple coverage. It's intercepted, and this game is over.
Or the heartbreaking interception at Regina that ended what was supposed to be a first trip to the Unidome for the Pella Christian program and a potential state championship run. It was those moments that helped shape a new perspective on football and life for the now Dort defender.
Now I can appreciate how much I grew up from it. It was probably, you know, this sounds silly to say, but at the moment when I threw that interception and Regina took that knee, it felt like all these years of hard work kind of paid off for nothing. And it was a really tough moment. And it was something that I felt like kind of defined me, like when I was standing on that field. But it allowed me to grow up in a way and kind of realize that it wasn't all that I was thinking it was at, you know, kind of the instance that I threw that interception. And in some ways, it kind of directed me to Dort, because about a month after that, my now current head coach, Joel Penner, came down and spoke with me. And one of the things that he said to me was that the goals that we make for ourselves and our football teams, those are legitimate things that we want to try to achieve. But the purpose and the purpose of who we are, that's the ultimate thing that we're striving for. And I realized I'd kind of gotten those things switched up. And my goals, obviously, you know, win a state championship, you know, make the dome, win something, and, you know, share a state championship with my dad. Those were all really legitimate goals, but it kind of gotten them switched up and it become my ultimate thing. And so when I didn't have the success that I wanted to, that's why it kind of left me so empty. And even if I would have had that success, I don't think it would have been quite as fulfilling because I got those things switched. So I was able to learn from those things that kind of directed me in ways that I feel like I'm much better off for it now.
With this look at David Kaczmarinski of Pella Christian High School, the latest addition to our Marion County All-Decade football team, I'm Andrew Schneider.